Welcome to The Point for March 16th. I'm Lauren Dazensky, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. President Joe Biden is on a sales trip of sorts. Starting Tuesday, Biden and top members of his administration hit the road, all to send a message that Biden says is critical to convincing Americans that government can make their lives better. Dubbed the Help Is Here Roadshow, this will span the country from coast to coast and includes travel by the First Lady, Vice President, Second Gentleman, and Cabinet members. This is partially designed to claim political credit for the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, which no Republican voted for, but remains overwhelmingly popular among Americans. Biden and his top aides also say the tour's more important purpose is to muster support for the idea that government can solve big problems. This is political capital that the president will need as he moves to the next big ticket items on his agenda, which this time will likely come with tax hikes. Biden was motivated to do this by experience. He said last month he did not believe the stimulus passed in 2009 under President Barack Obama was properly sold to the American people. He claims he told Obama as much, but was rebuffed. After years of avoiding outward embrace for big government policies, Biden is banking on parallel health and economic crises, aggravated by government mismanagement under the previous administration, to make Americans more welcoming of his bid to expand the social safety net. There's also something noteworthy about where these officials are going. Biden is traveling to Pennsylvania, Kamala Harris to Nevada, and then Colorado. Joe Biden hits New Jersey and then New Hampshire. Many of these states happen to be critical electoral battleground states, and the law's popularity among the American people is helping Biden and his surrogates promote the plan to Americans eager for relief. So let's get to the point. Biden and his top officials have hit the road this week, all to remind Americans the way that his administration was behind this relief effort. And that is The Point for March 16th, 2021. Thank you for listening. For more updates throughout the week, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it every single weekday on Google Home or Amazon Echo, or subscribe on Stitcher or Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.